I meet anti-nuclear activist Susan Shapiro in some hills northwest of New York City. We drive where we can see the Indian Point Nuclear Power Station across the Hudson River. Shapiro tells me it's leaked radioactive water into the ground.
It's not contained. They know that. In fact, their answer was just let it leak, continue to leak into the groundwater. For years, it might have been leaking. We know it's been leaking for the last five, because that's when we found it.
As we stop along the river, Shapiro tells me things are going to get worse.
What's the significance of this place?
This is where they're planning to put the desal plant.
What kind of plant?
Desalination plant for, they want to take the Hudson River water, which is a briny water, desalinate it, and give it to Rockland County people for as their drinking water.
The water plant and the nuclear power plant have been filing important paperwork about how they'd use the river that they share.
Neither one refers to the other. The desal plant doesn't mention Indian Point, and Indian Point doesn't mention the desal plant. And we're looking at it. How can they not mention it?
I called both the water company, United Water, and the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission about this. The water plant's application was made after the Indian Point leaks were well known. But a spokesman says water tests show the Hudson's water, before and after treatment, will be far below federal limits for pollutants, including radioactive ones from Indian Point. Things are more complicated on the Indian Point side, though. To start, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission wants to make clear people should not worry. Here's NRC spokesman Scott Burnell.
By virtue of the vast quantities of water that are traveling through the Hudson, any isotopes that would make it into the river would then automatically be diluted to several orders of magnitude, meaning they would no longer be capable of posing any sort of public health risk.
The NRC is reviewing Indian Point's operations because the plant wants to run an additional 20 years beyond its current license. The plant filed an environmental report to get that permission, but the filing does not mention the desalination plant, even though these filings are supposed to mention drinking water facilities. The deputy head of the NRC's relicensing division says the agency is, quote, looking into that right now, almost 3 years after the water company made its intentions clear. Indian Point is just one nuclear plant that's leaked radioactive water. At least 27 reactors have leaked. The NRC says at least 27 because the agency learns about leaks from companies that own nuclear power plants. In some cases, these leaks are not found or reported for years. Burnell says these kinds of leaks pose little health threat, so his agency does not demand inch-by-inch inspections of every pipe or drain.
The issue there returns to the limits of the NRC's authority. We have the authority to ensure that the plant is capable of shutting down safely. We do expect that the systems will remain whole and not leak. We do not, however, have the authority to enforce a standard that goes beyond what is necessary to safely shut down the plant.
To recap, the federal government wants to stop leaks, but it won't step in unless there's potential for a massive accident, health threat, or exorbitant cleanup costs. As for the nuclear power industry, it says plant owners are trying to meet higher standards, but they're self-imposed standards, and it doesn't think regulators should change that. Here's Ralph Anderson with the Nuclear Energy Institute, a trade group.
We've given it that enhanced priority, but to then say that the regulators should take that on, that's a whole different reach in my mind.
So the NRC says it's not going to change its rules on leaks because it feels those rules are effective now. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.